Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I just want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I am so excited to be here to share this information with you. And our show today is to let you in on my secret. And my secret is the answer to this question: what really is healthy? There are so many products out there telling us that they're natural, they're healthy, they're good for us. How do we know who to believe? Remember when we were told margarine was better for us than butter? Stay tuned. We're going to try to make this simple. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015, and my name is Colleen. I'm a board-certified massage therapist, licensed in Pennsylvania, living and working in Levittown. Please check out my website, www.massagebycolleen.com, for more information about the services and the new fun and interactive workshops that I offer. This program today is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter. It is not intended as a substitute for medical advice from a qualified physician. So here's the hard part. Where do we even start? What's healthy for us? What should we be eating? Who do we trust to give us this correct information? I have been studying food, nutrition, and the effects on our bodies for quite a while now. And I still get confused and I get turned around over what I'm told and then what I find out later. Now, I can't even believe that I'm going to admit this to everybody, but when I was young, I thought that eating healthy was if I just ate a meal, anything. Didn't matter what it was, homemade, fast food, hot dog from a vendor. If I had a meal, I thought I was doing something good for myself. For instance, my senior year in high school, my daily lunch, and I mean daily, was a worm cheese sandwich on a Kaiser roll, an order of french fries, and a vanilla milkshake every day. When I first started working after I graduated, my lunch was hot dog on a Kaiser roll with sauerkraut, a bag of Doritos, and a can of Coke every day. I even drank Coke for breakfast instead of coffee, soda every morning. When I first had children, I thought if I fed us the name brands, I was being healthy. You know, the chicken nuggets, the french fries, can of soup, fruit juice. That's a healthy dinner, right? Then when I had grandchildren, I thought I was cooking healthy if I didn't use as much processed foods. So I would spend like a whole day. I would cook the brand name chicken, brand name pork, brand name beef, vegetables that I purchased, of course, from the supermarket. I was serving what I thought was a really healthy meal for my family. Well, here's what I now know for a fact. I was not cooking or serving healthy meals. I was not contributing to the health of myself or my family. Why is that? Because most of the food that we eat today doesn't have the nutrition value it had just 25 years ago. And it's loaded with toxins. Yes, I said toxins. So if you're interested in this conversation and you want to join in, please feel free to give me a quick call. The number here is 347-340-7776. Let us know what you found to be truly a healthy meal and how you, maybe that you've been duped into eating something that you thought was healthy and then found out later really wasn't. The reason I say that we're loaded with toxins in our food is because our meat supply has been loaded with growth hormones, antibiotics, steroids, and our fruit and vegetable supply is loaded with pesticides, herbicides, weed killers, and that's not even mentioning the hidden stuff that most of us have no idea what it is. Most of us don't even know what a GMO means. So here's an example of how hard it is to really know what we're putting in our bodies. Let's just take, for example, almond milk. Supposed to be really healthy for us, right? Okay, so we go buy a box of the almond milk. There's a lot to choose from. All different brands. There's plain, there's vanilla, chocolate, organic. So I picked one up a while back. I was trying to give my body a break from dairy, sugar, and caffeine. So after drinking a glass of the almond milk, I'm reading the label, and I noticed the one thing I didn't want to put in my body had 24 grams of sugar. 24 grams. That is ridiculous. So I threw that box away. Next time I went to the supermarket, I read the label this time, and I got a different brand. This one said the sugar was less than 1 gram. So I thought, great. So, of course, after drinking it, I read the ingredients. One of the ingredients was carrageenan. I'm sure most of you have no clue what that is. I just learned what that is 2 weeks ago. Carrageenan is made from a red seaweed. It's used in ice cream, cottage cheese, milk, milk products, anything that's ultra-pasteurized. Because once the products are pasteurized, their texture and taste change. So they need something with the industry calls mouthfeel to make it feel good while you're drinking it and give that the velocity back to the creaminess. So they've added this carrageenan. The only thing about the carrageenan is it probably isn't very healthy for our bodies in the quantities that we're getting now because most of the food manufacturers are using it. So although it's derived from a natural source, the red seaweed, carrageenan appears to be particularly destructive to the digestive system. It triggers an immune response similar that your body has when it's invaded by pathogens like salmonella. So carrageenan carrageenan can cause inflammation, which can lead to ulcerations and bleeding. The reason I'm telling you this is because how many of us today have digestive issues? We have the leaky gut, the irritable bowel syndrome, the heartburn, the GERD. The GERD can turn into Barrett's esophagus. We have so many digestive disorders. So the concern over food-grade carrageenan isn't new. It began in the 60s when they started researching the links to the ingredients in that and the intestinal problems found in the animals. So the reason that it's so bad to have the inflammation is because inflammation, as we know, is the root cause of many of our serious diseases, which include heart disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and cancer. We really need to reduce the inflammation in our body instead of putting products in that increase it. Now, this is some of the information that I received from a website called Wellness Mama. A Dr. Tabodman has been studying carrageenan, reported that the drug companies actually used the carrageenan to cause inflammation in tissues in order to test their anti-inflammatory new drugs. She reported further that the laboratory mice exposed to low concentrations for just 18 days developed profound glucose intolerance and impaired insulin action, both of which can lead to diabetes. And if we look at the research today, our diabetes level is in a crisis, especially for children. More children today are being diagnosed with adult onset diabetes than ever before. Doesn't it make you wonder why? At this point now, you can sit on either side of the fence. You can think, okay, so what? A little bit of this stuff in my milk is no big deal. I don't drink that much milk anyway. But what about this? It's also in baby formulas. Now, that's scary. How about meat? Just recently, one of my daughters was telling me about the dinner that she cooked the night before. She was thinking she was doing something really healthy. She's like, Mom, I use irradiated meat. Don't worry. Now, I don't even know where to go with that from here to explain. But meat that's irradiated, the purpose is to kill the bacteria in the meat. So they know that the meat is full of this bacteria. But it also changes the chemical properties, leaving next to no nutritional benefit left. Let's get back to the chicken nuggets I was talking about that I thought were healthy. A lot of the chicken nuggets that you find in the freezer section today are only 50% actual chicken. 50%. What is the other 50%? The rest are synthetic ingredients. They include names that I can't even pronounce. But one of the names I recognize, I cannot pronounce it for you, but its ingredients are silicone, the same silicone that is used in silly putty and breast implants. Now, I don't know about you, but I never want to eat another chicken nugget again unless it's 100% organic chicken nuggets. I've watched numerous documentaries and read books. I've been to classes and workshops. And after several years, I am finally beginning to understand what's really best for my health and the health of my family. So before we all start to feel overwhelmed and lost in the sea of eat this and don't eat that, I can really simple it down. Just about all meat from the big meatpacking industries are loaded with growth hormones, antibiotics, and steroids. Now, I know you want it knowingly add a growth hormone to your little daughter's hamburger. You want to pour steroids on your son's pork chop, and you never give your child a glass of antibiotics on the side of a meal. The only way to avoid this is to become a vegetarian or purchase organic grass-fed beef. It needs to be grass-fed and organic cage-free chicken. That's not too hard, right? Okay, so it's a little bit more expensive, but I guarantee you, in the long run, it is worth it. But you do also have to cook this yourself, so you need to get it back in the kitchen and make it fun. Bring your family with you. So what about the fruits and the vegetables? The absolute best thing that you can do is to eat in season. Right now, when you go to the supermarket, you can see apples all over. Well, it's not apple season. So where do these apples come from? And how old are they? Do you know apples could be months and months and months old before you purchase them? When they're harvested, they're dipped in a chemical to keep them from rotting, so the skin keeps that beautiful shine and the inside stays nice and juicy. But the chemical cannot be washed off the peel. So you have to peel your apple before you eat it. And the point of eating the apple is to get the fiber, which is in the skin. So it's a lose-lose situation when you buy these apples out of season, because the nutritional value, you would have to eat 5 or 6 apples to just get the nutritional value that one apple used to have before all these chemicals were added to our environment. So that's why purchasing only in-season organic produce is the best thing that you can do for your health. I love going to farmers markets, but again, you have to ask them if they're organic, because they don't have to tell us if they use genetically modified organisms. Nothing with a GMO has to be labeled. Farms and companies who don't use GMOs are very proud to advertise that on their products. So please look for the non-GMO label. And always read your labels. Your body doesn't need, nor can it process, artificial colors or dyes. And can you guess what they're made from? They're made from coal tar and petroleum. That's how they make these artificial colors and the artificial dyes. So if you're just tuning in with us today, you are listening to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you for joining us. We're talking about what is really healthy anyway. So if you have a question or a comment and you'd like to call in, the number is 347-934-0776. Or if you would like to contact me, you can reach me through my website at www.massagebycolleen.com. Please check it out. We're talking today about fruits and vegetables. So how about our canned veggies? It's great to buy the canned vegetables, stick them in your cupboard, and you always have something to pull out for a quick meal. Well, all of our canned goods today, our veggies, our soups, and even beer, are lined with a chemical to keep the product from tasting like tin. Do you remember when we were, well, if you're my age, in your 50s, you remember when you were little and you opened up a can of string beans, the metal from the can. Well, today they don't have that because all the cans are coated with chemical to keep that taste from getting in the food. But these chemicals can leach into the product, especially if the cans are heated. Now, we don't know if the cans were on a hot truck, a hot ship, a hot environment, where it was hot enough to let these chemicals leak out into our food. Plastic containers are the worst for leaching. Once they're heated, they leach the toxic chemicals right into our food, which we absorb into our bodies. And guess what? There is no way for our bodies to process BPAs. They're actually stored now because we can't remove them. So the water bottles that we're drinking that are heated, the plasticware that we're buying that is not BPA-free, and then we're popping it in the microwave, all that chemical is getting into our body, and our body doesn't know what to do with it. So it's going to take it and store it in our joints and in any part of our system that's weakened. That's why people who are getting older are having so much joint problems, because of all the toxins that we're storing in our body. It's crazy, but it's true. So always look out for BPA-free plastic products, and never, never put plastic in the microwave. Put it in glass. When I first started studying this, I used to get so overwhelmed, and I'm sure you're feeling like that too. I would stand in front of my pantry and wonder, what in the world am I going to make? I can't afford to purchase everything fresh or organic, especially when I'm cooking for a large group of people. So here's a little cheat sheet, and this is what I go by for myself and my family. Invest your money in the best quality meat. buy organic, buy grass-fed, buy cage-free. Also, invest in the best dairy. Buy organic milk, cheese, and butter. And read the label. The less ingredients, the better. Milk should only have one ingredient on the label, milk. Especially buy organic if you're using it for babies. Babies do not need the growth hormones and the steroids and the antibiotics that are added into all regularly farmed cow's milk. Try to use only fresh produce that's in season. Of course, the best choice is organic. But if you can't afford all your products to be organic, pick your fight. Buy regular bananas because they have the thicker skin, but buy the organic grapes. Buy the organic celery for sure, but buy a regular watermelon because it has the thick rind. Keep in mind that more than 80% of the corn grown in the United States is genetically modified. For those of you who really don't understand what all this means, is genetically modified seeds, what it does is they take a seed and they inject it with chemicals. If it's a corn seed, they inject it with an insecticide so that when a bug bites it, its intestines explode. This is actually true. And it also injects it with a growth hormone so that the corn stalks grow taller, there's more ears on there. But what we don't understand is, okay, a bug is so tiny, and it bites the corn, and its stomach explodes. Who cares? Well, how much corn do we eat? I bet you don't even know. If you look on your labels, a lot of our products are made with corn. Cows are being fed corn, and that's not even something that they would naturally eat. There's high fructose corn syrup in everything. I mean, things I was picking up where I saw the amount of high fructose corn syrup, it's even in regular ketchup. So we are getting way a lot of a corn product, way too much for our system to take. So that's why what's happening with our stomachs, intestines, digestive system, let's look at the research. More people today are on Nexium than ever before. The pharmaceutical companies say in their packaging that Nexium is only supposed to be used for no more than 6 weeks. But yet everybody's on it for years, even a lifetime. The people I know that are on it have been on it for more than 5 years. Maybe genetically modified food really isn't good for us. Maybe all natural really should be all natural. When a product says all natural today, it doesn't mean it is. It doesn't have to. The Food and Drug Administration says you're allowed to say your product is all natural, even though there are synthetic products in it, there are artificial products in it, and there are genetically modified products in it. So if you're looking for a really good product, it needs to say non-GMO or 100% organic. So just read your labels. If your sugars are high on the package, don't buy it. If there's artificial flavors and colorings, don't make the choice. There's been so much research proving that just simply removing artificial flavors and colors from a child's diet can remove the need for the medication to treat ADD and ADHD. Now, that's a study that you should really look at if you're interested in something like that. Just removing artificial flavor and artificial color. I believe that we can bring our bodies back into vibrant health if we just give it what it needs to do the work. Let's not weigh it down with all these toxic chemicals, the BPAs, the hormones, the antibiotics, and the hundreds of other things that we can't pronounce and that we can't understand. And for those of you who have a really hard time getting into the kitchen and bringing it all together, please contact me through my website, www.massagebycolleen.com. I have simple techniques and recipes that I can share with you. And remember, it's always more fun when you can spend that time creating something with someone you love. So please give me a call, send me an email, send me a text. Let me know how I can help you enrich your family's health with simple techniques, things you can throw into a crock pot and leave there and come back later and have something delicious and nourishing. And remember, I leave you with this. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine. And he knew what he was talking about. So for all you oil lovers out there today I want to talk about frankincense, one of my favorite oils. Frankincense has been around since before Christ. It's been mentioned in the Bible. It's used in churches and religious ceremonies. It's amazingly beautiful oil to smell. Properties are anti-cancer, anti-depression, anti-infectious, anti-inflammatory, antispasmodic, antitumoral. It's an expectorant, and it's an immune stimulant. So that's amazing. This is another oil that we can keep in our first aid kit. If we're feeling depressed, we can rub it on our temples. We could diffuse it in the room. I like to put a drop directly on my chest or on my temples. I also put drops on the soles of my feet. I diffuse it in my home to clear the energy and to boost your meditation. I use it for my clients as something to relax them. The body system that it affects is emotional balance, your immune system, your nervous system, and our skin, the largest organ. It also increases your spiritual awareness. So there's so many things. I mean, I can go on and on. Frankincense can be used to help with allergies, bronchitis, cancer, colds, coughs, just to name a few. Headaches, high blood pressure, inflammation, which we were talking about today, pneumonia, respiratory problems. It's great to use to prevent scarring. It's used for sciatic pain, for stress, for strep throat, for wounds, go on. Your bed, you are interested in oils to the reference guide in our body. So we've discussed different ways to use these oils on earlier shows, which you can access in the Blog Talk Radio archives. One of my favorite ways, like I said, is just to inhale the fragrance of the frankincense and to diffuse it into my home. But I also use it on my castor oil packs, which I talked about in an earlier show. That's another one of my favorite ways to use it. This is one of the oils that I've added to my first aid kit. Some other ways that I use this oil is I could put one drop in my Epsom salts in my tub when I'm taking a bath. The Epsom salts help pull the toxins from your body, and the frankincense helps energize your leukocytes. How perfect. So I share with you what's in my first aid kit. Of course, it contains my absolute favorite, lavender essential oil. It contains the Manuka honey, which I talked about last month, and now I've added the frankincense. I want to tell you really quick what happened with my Manuka oil last week, my Manuka honey. I cut my fingers really, really bad at a catering event. I've cut five of my fingers, four of them very, very deep, and I had to do massages all that week. So I was so worried, oh my gosh, how am I going to do massages with these deep cuts? So nothing was working. I was cleaning it out. I put the new skin, trying to hold it together. It just wasn't working. So then I decided, you know what, we'll just go with the honey, nothing else. So I put the honey on all of my cuts. I bandaged them all up. Within 3 days, you could not even see a mark where the cuts were on my fingers. Now, whether that's unusual or it's common, I can't say. I know for myself, whenever I've had a cut, I've used the Manuka honey, and it's worked wonders. These really were the deepest cuts I've ever had, and it really did work great. If you're interested in learning more about Manuka honey, of course you can contact me, or you can listen to my earlier show, which was all about the honey. Before I end this half hour, I'd like to take just a minute to ask you to shut your eyes, take a deep breath, and let's just feel your body relax. Before we all get back to our busy schedules for today, I want to fill this moment with positive energy. Just feel that energy as it penetrates into every cell in our bodies and let it fill you. Feel that positive energy flowing through you into your family, your loved ones, your friends. Feel it flowing through your home, your workplace, our community, our world. Take a deep breath. And feel the peace. I hope you will tune into my next show on Monday, July 6th at 12 noon. We're going to be taking another example of simple things that you can do at home to help your body heal itself. And at the end of the show, we'll be talking about another essential oil, its benefits, and how you can use it in your life. Thank you so very much for tuning in today to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I truly hope that you enjoyed this show and that you will be taking something from this half hour and applying it to your own life. Please visit me at www.massagebycolleen.com. Until the next time, wishing you days filled with love and abundant health. Namaste.